The wise Buddhist monk from Vietnam, Thich Nhat Hanh, has observed that deep listening is the kind of listening that can help relieve the suffering of the other person. For many of us, listening is the most basic act of friendship, and it can mean so much when we carve out quiet space really to hear out the other person. Professor George Fichette at the Department of Preventive Medicine at Rush University in Chicago.
I think we all have had experiences of being distressed or frightened, being worried when we were by ourselves and our minds were just spinning and didn't have anyone to listen to us. And then had an opportunity to have a good friend listen and understand and not interrupt and not give advice and not correct and not challenge.
And hearing people out, even when we differ with them, is a way of acknowledging their essential human dignity.
I think actually one of the greatest acts of generosity is to be able to listen to another person without judgment, without getting your own views, opinions, and biases in the way.
Joan Borisenko is a cell biologist trained at Harvard Medical School. She has published widely on the mind-body connection and today practices as a spiritual director in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
It's a very generous act to give people the time, the space, the mindful attention for them to be able to say whatever is on their mind. And essentially, one of the characteristics of us mammals, us listening mammals, is the deep desire to connect. That attachment to another human being is a very important characteristic, or if you're a lion, your connection to another lion. But mammals are configured to require connection to be healthy and to be happy and to be listened to with that kind of generous compassion. What it does is it activates what's called the affiliation systems in the brain, the emotions that connect us. Those are activated, and you can feel it immediately in your body. The body starts to react, and the body becomes happy or focused, or depends on the emotion, but there's no stress. They're all a feeling, really, of deep connection.
So is this your experience when you feel genuinely listened to?
Absolutely. It makes me feel grateful. It makes me feel actually very loving and loving toward that person for their generosity. I think when I'm listened to deeply, which you're doing right now, I relax and I move out of the stressful part of myself, the part that maybe wants to defend something, and into a part of me that has the courage simply to be honest, to be present, and to be myself.